It's off the bench for Tyre Power, selected Falcon Tyres. You can buy three and get one free. And the Aussie Angus Deluxe Picks is just magnificent. It's Aussie Az and, of course, Kitchen McCafe this morning too, wherever you are around town. Our third person is for Traveller Beer, low carbs, mid-strength, great taste, drink responsibly. It's time for...
The Malcolm Blight...
Snap.
Medal for the third person self-congratulator of the year.
1, 2, 3...
We're just a content king.
You've actually won a medal, haven't you?
Best and fairest.
I think it's called the Malcolm Blight Medal.
All the effort behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Mayweather, mate.
I just come here and make magic happen.
Things are going really well. Like, really, really well. Actually, we're killing it. We're airborne.
You get Dwayne's Word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Dawned on me during the week, picks in the third person self-congratulator of the year that SEN Track has not lost since its inception in providing the winner. So this is an emerging area of waiting we might need to think about, given the volume of self-appreciation on that particular network. 2021, Taggart, 2022, Fitzmagic, and look at the leaderboard again. Taggart, 14, Campbell Brown, 8, Chad Sayers, 5. Hard to see him making a genuine threat
from
here, Chad.
Not probably going to get the airtime, is he, really, to be able to be a real competitor?
Ditto Hamish McLaughlin. Unless we're running around recording MC speeches, I can't imagine he makes a move. Pat Cummins, 4, the name pipe on 4. JDS on 4. He's the acronym of the year, early favourite. And Simon Donald on 4. Of course, JVDM would have other things to say about that. But JDS for me at the moment, the most self-appreciative acronym in the marketplace. Right, 20 votes to give away. One vote to start with. In the true spirit of reality, it's Simon from Survivor.
It's pretty hard to hide that I'm naturally good at anything. Anything I apply myself to and throw myself into, I usually come out on top. But this time, I'm determined to keep my ego in check. My claws of fire and fury. I am unstoppable.
Real Brett Kirk areas
just
there.
Just one vote.
One vote, yep. Two vote to... I actually haven't heard this, but I think it's good. Tommy Haylock from the Betfair Edge.
On the plane with Racing Royalty, would you...
Yeah, he told you to get lost.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did you have a chat to him?
No, I didn't. No. He had a chat to me, though.
I'm trying to give you a bit of a break because...
Just come off tipping about 8 winners from the 10-race card last Saturday at Randwick and just still don't get the call up.
Overloading you because you're the busiest man in Australia, you keep telling me.
That's correct.
All right, so yes. That's a lay-in.
That's two votes. Two votes to listener Dave, who slipped into it, picks...
I was on the green at the time, and Dave's playing with his old man, and he's missed a putt on the 18th.
Yes.
Sorry, talking about myself in the third person there. That's not too good. But,
we like it.
Dave,
two votes. Listen to Dave. I haven't even got his suburb, just Dave. Three votes for Fitzmagic, who is just starting to make his move.
That is very courageous.
It's my middle name, Courage. Damien Barrett. He's, it's not right. And he's a very, very good journalist, but you leave the racing to the big boys, Damo.
The big boys 3. The name pipe gets 3 moves from 4 to 7 of it.
He's a watch this space, this guy.
He is.
But I played against Craig many a time when he played for Norwood, obviously, in the Sandfall. And I did play against him before he'd even played for Collingwood in an exhibition match in Miami. I did kick a couple on him that day, but I don't think I did. Only 5 or 4.
You love dropping that in.
I heard that live. I'll tell you what, you just got to watch him about 11:58 a.m. when they get him on for that cross before his show. That's when he really comes into his own.
That's his vulnerability spot,
it is. That's his spot.
That's his vanity area. That's where he's just starting to...
It's his vanity area. That's where he puts his makeup on.
It's a bit of... When he's on someone else's show, he feels the need to impress.
Yes.
I'll remind you of my resume before we start. Here we go. Now, it's a little bit long, this. Please bear with me. But I did say that Paddy Walsh is a world-class name dropper, and his retirement was always going to bring out some of the gifts that he has, Pat, behind the microphone. And sure enough, he was on a spree. 3 votes.
At the time, when we were in the healthier days, the Shark was in his prime. Being a Queenslander and a guy that I'd covered since basically he was a young guy, he trusted me very well, and I got to live vicariously through him for quite a while. I mean, when he was in Australia, we'd travel in the jet. When we were in Melbourne, we used to eat at that famous steakhouse, Vlados, a lot, and have a little red upstairs. And, yeah, we just had a wonderful life following the shark around the fairways of Australia. I had a ball, but probably the two big ones, Gazy, Olympics.
Mm.
And, you know, I got the chance to be the first one to interview Kathy in Sydney. That was just surreal. And, yeah, living life large around the golf courses with the shark and Jack Newton.
Yep, three votes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll keep a good watch on Paddy Walsh through the year because his breakfast work on SENQ is likely to develop many more sort of shark-related stories. But a drum roll, if you can, please. Zip, zip. Gee, he was cheeky, but tell you what, didn't waste a stage during the week. Let us know exactly what his view was. And there was a bit of third person in this, strong third person to finish. There was a bit of giving yourself a nickname in this.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bit of real self-indulgence. Six votes to Usman Khawaja, who moves to third spot on the back of his AB medal.
I wore a flary jacket at the Queensland Bulls Award a few years ago, and they said the same thing. I was looking sharp, and I'll give you the same reply. I must be going to hell because it's a sin to look this good. All you guys, I've grown up playing with you. I love Test cricket, and this is my time. I'm the people's champs talking. Don't rush the people's champ, all right? Even when I was a clubby playing for Valleys, you gave me unconditional love. You love Usman Khawaja, the person, not Usman Khawaja, the cricketer. And for that, I'm truly indebted to you.
Yeah, he's got some serious areas going, all right? Yeah,
what was the wedding day like? Do you, Usman Khawaja, the cricketer? No. Wrong guy.
I'm Usman Khawaja,
the person. The maid of honour was, don't you?
Who?
Sally Pearson, the athlete.
The athlete, of course.
Sally Pearson. Anyway, we'll get that audio. You got that audio zip from Sally Pearson?
He's watching Vision again. Yeah, hey, so I think we've got Phil from Sunbury on the line just before 10. We've got Phil there.
Welcome, Phil.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, Phil.
Now, got a couple of issues with both of you.
Oh, right. Okay.
Firstly,
you got 20 seconds.
You better be quick. Actually, you better.
Well,
you got a couple of issues. You better park that till after the news. We'll let you hang on after the 10 o'clock.
The problem is, Phil, you got your issues, but we have too. It's called a news break.
Phil, we'll give you your say at 10:07. If you've got some issues, just think carefully about it in the news break.
Think carefully about it. Because we have got a dump button here, Phil.
Anyway, after 10, Phil from Sunbury's got his issues and Margaret from Sunbury will have hers. Right after this.